A pivotal time in the nation's history lives on through literature, art, movies, and music. Now, WRTI's Merity Duddleston explores a door to the past open through a musical interpretation of the Civil War.
When the Rosenbach of the Free Library of Philadelphia searched for a creative outlet for its trove of Civil War materials, it turned to avant-garde jazz pianist and composer Dave Burrell. The result? A 5-year series of salon-style concerts inspired by key battles, a slave's run for freedom, the emotions of mothers, generals, Abraham Lincoln, the nation. Burrell started by poring over books, newspapers, photos, and letters, taking notes in a reading room. As his knowledge of the war deepened, some obvious images became hazy. Take his musical depiction of Confederate General Robert E. Lee around 1861.
I didn't want to write this mighty, mighty patriotic Confederate march for Robert at that point. I wrote a waltz.
Burrell felt a reticence on the battlefield among Lee and other officers, many of whom were friends from West Point. So among his early musical portraits, Lee got the waltz.
And I tell you why, because I read so many letters from him to his children, to his wife and family, about the sacrifice that he had to make from being so far away from them for so long. And it struck me as romantic.
With the 150th anniversary of the Civil War over, Burrell says the project only heightened his sense of the unfinished business surrounding race relations and equality, and his own drive to find an afterlife for the spirit of his music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.